Hello and welcome to Meandering with Myrrh, a potpourri of podcasts by me, veterinary ethologist Myrrh Milani. Join me as I ponder any and all things animal and human, what we know and what we don't, where we've been, where we are, and where we're headed.
Perhaps like many of you, I try to maintain as healthy a lifestyle as I can. And for me, that means as natural as possible. Things like exercise, eating well, and eating right. And I try to provide those same benefits for my animals. The interesting thing about the all-natural approach to life, or attempting an all-natural approach to life, is that it can be a nuisance. For example, I belong to a CSA, Community Sustainable Agriculture, and every week for 18 weeks, I pick up a supply of fresh fruits and vegetables. I love it. They're all organically grown. They're beautiful. They taste like nothing I've ever purchased from a supermarket. But it comes at a cost. Not so much financially when I work the numbers, but in terms of time. There's too much food for me to eat. The goal of purchasing the share was that I would have sufficient food that I could prepare it and freeze it and otherwise store it so I would have quality organic produce all winter. Some days I have more time than others, and I have to be patient with myself. I have to plan carefully. I can't let things go. For those 18 weeks, I need to be on top of things. The same thing is true with the garden. And relative to the pets, I know that means I have to mow regularly. I have to keep the grass short to protect them from parasites, particularly fleas and ticks, who like long grasses, who like being in areas that need to be raked and kept clean. And that takes time, too. That brings me to my current state. Because two of my three animals have had negative reactions that by virtue of the time sequence in which they occurred, I was concerned were related to flea and tick products I had used on them, I decided to go au naturel. Theoretically, it's a simple process. You just stay one step ahead of the game. You vacuum regularly, you groom the animals daily, check them for fleas, use a flea comb, check them for ticks, that sort of thing. And during the summer, I was pretty doggone religious. In fact, I was sufficiently religious that I became a little bit smug. But then when it started to get cooler, which is when I should have been at my most vigilant, a couple things happened. I got into some back problems, and it really hurt. Nothing that I couldn't control with a little bit of ibuprofen or Tylenol, but it slowed me down. And now all of a sudden that religious vacuuming became more of a chore. At the same time, the flea population increased. I'm fortunate in that one of my dogs has allergies. So if she gets one flea bite, she makes it pretty clear. Now, instead of just being vigilant, I've gotten religion. The vacuuming that had kind of gotten down to nowhere near a daily occurrence has become a daily occurrence again. The grooming of the dogs has always been there, but now the cat, the culprit cat, because he goes out and he hunts, and at this time of year he does a lot more hunting, because that's part of his natural sequence too. The prey animals are more active as they get ready for winter, more opportunities, more fleas. But that's the way nature works. Nature requires patience. Nature requires consistency. I don't care if we're talking about all that goes into a seed germinating, growing strong, healthy, and producing fruits or vegetables, or the knitting of a bone properly. the establishment of a new neurocircuit to support more beneficial and healthy behavior for the animal. It all takes time. Sure, convenience is nice. Wouldn't it be nice if I could just go out and get a pill and I could give it to my dogs and give it to my cat and be guaranteed that for the next 6 months I wouldn't have to worry about any parasite at all. And there would be no side effects for any animal in the whole world. Or a behavior pill. Just give that pill and the dog or the cat would be perfect. But it doesn't work like that. There will always be those individuals who can't tolerate some of those medications. It just so happens that I probably have two of them. My approach isn't scientific at all. My approach is just based on their reactions and not wanting to go through that again. So it goes back to the old cost-benefit analysis. All natural is a nuisance. It's a pain in the neck. It's time-consuming. It requires patience. What enables me to do it is recognizing, A, is that it's my choice. And B, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm not going to be an all-natural hypocrite. I'm not going to claim that I want to go all-natural, but then I don't want to do the work that's necessary. I don't want to have the patience that it often takes for some of these approaches to kick in. It's a nuisance, but it's my nuisance. And I chose to accept the responsibilities that go with it.
You've been listening to a podcast by veterinary ethologist Myrna Milani. For more podcasts, commentaries and books about animal behavior and the human-animal bond, and links to behavior and bond sites, check out my website at www.mmilani.com. For more specific information, feel free to email me at mm@mmilani.com. All rights related to the content of these podcasts are retained by Myrna Milani. The background music, Molly on the Shore by Percy Granger, is used with permission from Catova Arts, www.catova.com.